Zanzibar is very much affected by climate change. At the moment, you can really see it. And according to the research done in 2011, it has clearly identified the economic impacts of climate change in Zanzibar as being in all areas of economics, like in agriculture, whereby drought and some agricultural areas being inundated by salt water and no more agriculture practices can be done there, but also in tourism, whereby coral reef bleaching is already there, so it affects tourism. It's also affect fishing and also water resources.
What is the answer? What can you do in Zanzibar to deal with these challenges?
We wish we had all the technology and the resources to be able to combat these climate changes. But unfortunately, this is a great challenge to us as an island, a poor island in Zanzibar. So we lack resources, we lack technology to be able to adapt and mitigate these climate change impacts in the islands.
The main theme of this conference is making partnerships to help the small island states deal with these problems. Have you had any success here?
Yes and no. Yes, in terms that we'll be participating in the launching of WIOCC, which is a partnership initiated by the president of Seychelles and Palau. The participants in this is Madagascar, Comoros, Mauritius, and France Reunion, as well as Zanzibar. In this case, we'll be in that partnership. But also because we are not very much aware of other partnerships that help seeds, that's why we tried to plea to other partners to extend their partnership to Zanzibar also, although it's not a member of SEEDS, to be able to benefit from their partnership.
Zanzibar is not considered a small island developing state. Should it be?
Yes. Although Zanzibar is in the United Republic of Tanzania, but because of its qualification as an island, I see all the need that Zanzibar should join SEEDS, and at the moment we are working on it in our internal arrangement to see that Zanzibar can join SEEDS in the future.